Hi, I'm Greg Horn. Welcome to Hope Is Here, talking about a topic that's really heavy today, and we don't like to talk about it, but we need to talk about it because Satan's taken out way too many people prematurely, and that is the topic of suicide. We shared yesterday's program that about some of the statistics in suicide that's just unbelievable. I mean, the one that stuck out to me the most is the second leading cause for death for those under the age of 44 is suicide. And in fact, the day that Kate Spade took her own life, I got a text from a friend of mine that included four other people and said, "Prayer warriors, I need your help. A co-worker's friend of mine, a co-worker's son of mine, age of 23, took his own life the night before." And so I thought, here you go. You've got a young life, 23. Kate Spade, I think, was in her mid-50s. And yet here's two people's lives that prematurely ended. One that had success by the world standards, of course, left a 13-year-old daughter behind. And then a 23-year-old who had the best years of his life left to see what God wanted to do there. And both their lives ending prematurely by their choice because they lost hope. This is a serious topic. I'm passionate about it, as you can tell. It's something that I've struggled with off and on in my life, and I don't mind admitting that. I'm a short, fat, bald, sexy guy that loves Jesus, and yet, you know, I get discouraged and struggle, and I know a lot of people do, but that's the whole reason that we started Hope Is Here, is to let people know they have hope. And I say that kiddingly while ago about the short, fat, bald, sexy part. You know, can't do anything about the short and bald part, but sexy is just an opinion, of course, a little humor. But I like to eat and got to get more discipline in that area of my life. But you know what? Everybody struggles with something. I don't know anybody that doesn't. I don't care what you look at somebody on the outside for doing. I used to do full-time ministry, didn't get into at the age of 38, but I did it 12 years full time, and I had people come to my office and literally lay on my couch that if I said a couple of their names, you would know them just because they are known in our community. They have all the material things, drive the nice car, live in the right neighborhood, have the great picture of the family, and yet we're at the end of the rope just because life had beat them up in another area of their life that nobody knew on the outside. So I want today to let you know that, you know, whatever it is you're struggling with, you're not alone. I promise you, you're not. And everybody's struggling with something. The enemy lies to you and tells you, you know, you're the only one that struggles with eating too much or eating late at night, or you're the only one with financial burdens, or you're the only one with a rebellious or disrespectful child. You're the only one that has coworkers that are nasty, or a boss that doesn't appreciate you, or have friends that you think don't care. I mean, the list goes on, and yet, friends, I know that I know, as I'll be 53 on June 23rd, that, you know what? We all have things going on, and yet everybody struggles with, I promise you, with something that you struggle with. And like we said before on this program many times, nobody better to help somebody that's been through cancer than somebody that's actually dealt with cancer. We had Rhonda Washing on a couple weeks ago, and I got contacted by several people about how much that helped them. And you know, God didn't heal her from the cancer. She wound up having to have a full mastectomy, but you know what did God did? He healed some wounds in her heart, and she realized that he did do some healing. It just wasn't the type of healing she thought she would. Had Brad McDaniels talk about alcohol addiction he struggled with for over 10 years, 9 rehabs, 6 DUIs. I mean, as Dick Vitale would say, "Are you serious?" I mean, my goodness. But he's been sober. I had one small relapse in the past 5 years, and now he's getting a PhD in rehabilitative counseling at the end of this month of June. And he credits God and Jesus and praying parents, and I believe he'll be 46 when he gets this. So I just want you to know that you're not alone, and don't buy into the lie that you're the only one that struggles with something. And that's why we have our podcasts of all these programs we do, to let you know that other people have overcome great discouragement. Sherry Matherly, who's soon to have been ex-husband, tried to kill her, shot her in the head, and she still has challenges, but she keeps hope, and she's a faithful listener to this program to keep her hope cup filled. We had Cody Casey, the college football player at Georgetown College, that had to get, after just a simple broken leg that lots of football players get 2 years later, had to have his leg amputated after 10 operations below the knee. And you imagine 21 years old going from being a starter on a college football team to having half your leg amputated, but yet went on to play his junior and senior years. Man, go let people know about these stories. Maybe you need to listen to them yourself. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, and be encouraged, be blessed. But you know, sometimes people get in this suicidal depression, a kind of spiritual winter, and they lose hope. And people start to pull away, and they seem to lose interest in everything, and they might be exhibiting feelings of hopelessness, loss, or guilt. And they're kind of, you know, people that seem to have no energy. So, man, reach out to somebody if you know that they are might be exhibiting some of those characteristics. You know, we got to let people know that there's a God who loves them. And despite their dark mood of today, the outlook for their future and recovery from this season of suicidal depression is going to be bright. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, will say to me, you know, Greg, you know, you talk about the love of God, the hope of God and Jesus a lot. And I say, yep, I do, because you know what? All people need to know that they are loved and that God loves them. And we've got to help them grasp, as the Bible tells us, how wide and how deep and how long that God's unfailing love is for them. And people need to discover what David talked about that he found at a really difficult, desperate time in his own life. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me, and God heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground, and God steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done in my life and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. And you know what? Just like David, who went through a lot of trials and tribulations and wrote that in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verses 1 through 3, you know, God can do that in anybody's life, even in yours. He's done it in mine, and I have to ask him to do it often on a daily basis. And you know, there's a lot of things in this life that are overrated, but hope's not one of them. And you could be the agent of hope for somebody today. And so I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody. A phone call would be great so somebody could hear your voice. But if nothing else, text somebody. Let them know that you're thinking about them. We all know somebody's going through a rough time. Some of you know several people. But you know what? I want to ask you to be that agent of hope today and text somebody. You know, when somebody texts me or emails me or sends a post on our Facebook page under one of the podcasts of one of the live radio programs, hey, this really helped me today. This spoke to me. I need to hear this. Man, it gives me hope to keep trying to raise the money to do this and make this program Hope Is Here possible. You could be the agent of hope to somebody today. So I'm challenging, encouraging you to text somebody today. As soon as this program ends, or if you need to do it right now, that's fine. You know what? Go ahead and do encourage me. Just all you say, what do I say? It's simple. You just want to say, I'm thinking about you. I said a prayer for you, and I love you. Okay? Those three simple things could be what provides oxygen and hope for a person for another day and helps them get through in a dark spot in their life. I mean, I know that sometimes over my life, I've prayed, you know, God, if you know, anybody cares, just, you know, let them, man, just show me that. And I remember one time after I went through a divorce and I was sitting at home in my little one-bedroom apartment and was just hurting and, you know, having a little pity party too, and just said, you know, God, nobody really cares about me. And I just said, you know, Lord, I'm just going to, if somebody cares and if you're on your throne, I want somebody to reach out to me. I always try to reach out and be an encourager. That's one of the things that God's wired me up to do, and I love doing it, but I need some encouragement. In fact, I'm not even going to turn the TV off and numb that pain or feeling in my heart, and I'm just going to see her tonight, and I'm going to read, and Lord, if you know, there's anybody out there that cares about me, I want you to put me on their heart, have them call. And, you know, it was about an hour later, somebody called. just out of the blue and just said, hey, I just wanted to call and check on you. God just laid you on my heart. How you doing? And, you know, I had to do the man thing, try to play it off, but tears were running down my face as I thought, wow, God, you answered that prayer in an hour. Now, friends, that doesn't always happen that quickly, but God does want to hear our prayers. And I want to encourage you that, you know, there is an enemy that comes to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10. But Jesus said the next breath, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And so we need to know that God cares, that there is hope, and that we can be that part. A lot of people say, God, use me. We can be that part of how God uses people. We could be that angel in disguise. And so sometimes people think, well, I can't teach. I can't sing. I mean, does my life really matter? And I want you to know today it does. It really does. And you could be the agent of hope for someone. Check on people that are widows. Check on your single friends. You know, everybody knows people that are single. Invite them over for a dinner, okay? Take a meal to them. There's so many easy ways that you can do it. You know, invite them to come over for family meals, holidays. I mean, there's a lot of widows and divorced and single, never married people. And, you know, we need to encourage them because that can be really lonely at times. And it's so easy to do because you can text. But I want to encourage to be old school and do a phone call and let them hear the voice that you care about them. And also, this has really gone out of style, but send a handwritten card. You can find cards at the dollar store for a buck, and I think stamps 50 cents, and just get a simple card thinking of you or whatever and send it. And guys, you can even do that. I mean, I've done it before. Man, there's nothing better than getting your mail instead of a bunch of bills and junk mail, getting a card from somebody that's saying, hey, I was thinking about you, or congratulating somebody on something well that they've done, an accomplishment. And, you know, the Bible says, I remember Wayne Smith, my hero and mentor, saying this verse often at Southland Christian when I was in college, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so many times, maybe just a text, no matter how late at night, I'm thinking of you, if you know it's somebody that's hurting, might be what helps them get through the night. But I also love the verse that Wayne also used to say a lot, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And friends, there's a lot of truth in that. Sometimes you just need to know that somebody cares. And one of the things Wayne Smith taught me also, you say, well, I don't know what to say. You know what? All you have to say is just, man, I hurt because you hurt. And Wayne said that to me one time after I went through a real challenging season in my life. And, you know, it meant the world to me. Simply the words, I hurt because you hurt. So I want to remind you what Psalm 46:1 says. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. And I'm so thankful that we can count on that. And, you know, Romans 5, chapter verses 3 and 4 says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So I want to make sure today that you know you can cry out to God and ask him to help you. But I also want to encourage you to reach out to somebody, let them know you're hurting, or if you're one of those people that know somebody that's hurting, that you will reach out to them today and be their hope agent and be the angel of God today to bless somebody else, to give them hope for another day. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Kevin Bradley is the number one REMAX real estate agent in the state of Kentucky, and he lives right here in Scott County. Having sold over 200 homes in 2017, Kevin would welcome the opportunity to help you buy or sell your home or answer any real estate questions that you have. Kevin is a proud supporter of Georgetown College men's and women's basketball. Contact Kevin Bradley today at 859-619-9896. That's 859-619-9896 with REMAX Creative Realty.